J for juxtaposition, N for jaywalking. Moritz, you wanted to talk about juxtaposition because it's a central compositional principle in contemporary dance, but especially in Martin Nachbach's way of working. Juxtaposition, strictly speaking, comes from grammar. It means that you juxtapose clauses to undo the hierarchy within a sentence. It's not so common in English, but it's very common in German or in French, for instance, in Dutch as well, which makes them for long, poetic, rambling sentences. If you look at juxtaposition in a larger sense, it could be juxtaposition in time, meaning rather than having a development, you have a series of short sequences, for instance, that all have equal value, and they're strung together. So in that sense, the idea of a narrative development is wiped out. Or juxtaposition in space, meaning that several scenes or elements or signs are distributed in the space and they have equal value. So it's not that there is like a central scene with then some background and so on. So that's a bit the idea. Yeah. I think it's nice to talk a bit about jaywalking, perhaps in relation to this, to have a different, to introduce an animal, but also a certain kind of animal behavior that pushes this idea of juxtaposition slightly further. Because we cannot say today that juxtaposition is as an operation, it's just a very common compositional tool, while maybe 50 years ago, it was a strategy of the avant-garde to undo hierarchy and traditional narratives and image-like approaches. Today, it's just everyone uses it. Mm. So let's introduce the jay. The jay is a bird of the corvid family. It's like a crow or a raven, a rather colorful one. It means in English two things. In American slang, apparently it's someone that is chattering away impertinently the whole time, and it's true apparently that the jays and the crows and ravens in general, the corvid family, are very talkative birds but very unreliable. So while of several perching birds, the language has been mapped out by scientists, at least to say four or five kind of calls that they can discern, like a mating call, an alarm call, and so on. The jay and other crows, they're tricksters. So their discourse is totally whimsical. It's unreliable. It's not legible or accessible to scientists, which makes them, of course, very human somehow. Also, in their approach to language, and perhaps much more poetic, also in their speech. I'm not sure. So that's. So there is a trickster-like operational quality in the jay. When it comes to jaywalking, it's something similar. So about 100 years ago, this term was introduced with the beginning of traffic in the cities. Jaywalking means that you cross without looking really, as a pedestrian, the street, so that you cause problems for traffic. Jaywalking means like not crossing at the green light, but just crossing any place. And so I imagine again the jay, who is like just going his own ways and not really caring about the rules, say. So perhaps thinking about juxtaposition and scenes, you could think of, yeah, having maybe several scenes and one of them has the function of this jay and is kind of jaywalking. It not only is set in space or time next to other things, but it causes a certain kind of friction. It acts against without actively making it a guerrilla operation. It's more of, yeah, this impertinent behavior of the trickster. Perhaps the idiot has a similar kind of function in our society, but the jay is perhaps more clever, more, I don't know, yeah, a trickster-like figure. So I like this idea of traveling from juxtaposition to jaywalking and then the jay or the jay talking, perhaps. Jaywalking, jay talking.
So is the J actually relating to the crocodile for you, or in what way?
Well, yes and no. No, because I think they have a totally different character, and yes, because they're both animals and they relate to language. If the crocodile is the animal that swallows language and it is sitting there like this huge mute predator with its melancholy quality, the jay who is chattering away in unexpected ways is talking all the time, and of course it makes also language intransparent because the signs are just shooting in all directions, you see, and through that become also mute through the chattering. Yeah, at the same time I imagine the jay much more of a carnival animal, like the trickster. It's more related to the grotesque or that kind of culture, so not to the melancholy of the crocodile. It's more a feast of language and of using the signs, and it's also a very colorful bird actually. So within the corvid family, it's not just a gray or black bird, but it's a bit more colorful.